So the Dakota Access Challenge actually was procedurally successful because the judge in Washington, D.C., who has been presiding over the case for several years, actually held that the president's reversal of the Obama administration's decision on Dakota Access, the decision to stop it, that the reversal of that decision violated procedural rules under the environmental laws of the United States. And he also did bring up the fact in his decision that there are still issues that remain about tribal and treaty rights over Lake Oahe, under which this pipeline flows, which was really the nexus of, and it was the galvanizing issue that gave birth to the Standing Rock movement, which really was born from the youth in that community who saw what was happening and were just, so worried about the loss of habitat and drinking water. Water is life. And the pipeline was put directly under the source of the water for the tribe and its whole economy, its whole existence. So that in that case, the judge did make a preliminary decision that the reversal of the pipeline by the Trump administration did violate procedural rules. However, what remains, more importantly, is whether he will impose an injunction and stop the flow of oil through the pipeline. And that remains open right now. A decision has not been handed down.